rest of the story. There are some things a nice girl just doesn't do. I mean, things, even if they're legal, that she doesn't do. There's no law against a lady packing a gun if she has a permit, but it isn't done. Such is the persistence of male chauvinist sentiment, even among women, that a lady's purse may store powder that is dangerously scented, but not explosive. Well, 100 or so years ago, much of America was still frontier. When Christopher Sholes invented a lady's size chirographer, he couldn't get them to buy it. It just wasn't ladylike. And in the 1870s, even a respectable gentleman would be reticent to use a chirographer. Mr. Sholes was convinced that they were being silly. In an effort to dignify the practice, he encouraged the YWCA in New York to say that it was perfectly all right, that if women were smart, they would take advantage of this new invention. The Y agreed, even offered free courses in the care and use of a chirographer, but it was no use. It was legal, but it just wasn't proper. It was good, but it wasn't nice. Now, I want you to hear this. Even after the chirographer was invented and perfected, and in a size small enough for ladies to use safely, even after the most famous gunsmith in America was persuaded to manufacture it, still only about 1,200 of them were sold in 7 years. The first one cost $125. That was a drawback. And it took the strength of a village blacksmith to carry one. But then one day in 1875, that famous gunsmith received a letter from a man who said he owned a chirographer. He found it most efficient, but he confessed that he was afraid to use it. Above all, the writer of the letter made quite plain he did not want any of this getting around. Quote, "I don't want people to know that I own this curiosity-breeding little joker," end quote. And that letter was signed by Sam Clemens. By Mark Twain. Well, clearly Mark Twain had never intended publicly to endorse the newly invented chirographer, and yet the manufacturer quickly recognized outstanding publicity when he saw it. Twain's letter was published, a backhanded compliment to be sure, but after all and thereafter, Americans somehow knew that it was all right to own a chirographer. Social amenities to this day make some folks apologetic about using one. And yet that's nothing but a stubborn hand-me-down resistance which dates back to the day when using it was something polite people simply did not do. Nonetheless, millions of them have been sold and are now in use. Ladies are using them, indeed becoming expert, even making a profession of it. The chirographer which Mark Twain used in secret until the Remington Gun Company told the world about it. That invention then went on to write its own place in history. For the chirographer, that's what we used to call it, the chirographer you now know as the typewriter. Only now you know the rest of the story.